Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was lifeless, empty, and dark. Then the Spirit of God moved across the vast emptiness. He said, "Let there be light." Suddenly, light shone around the entire sphere of the earth. God looked at the light and said, "That's good." He then divided the light from the darkness. He looked at the light and said, "I'll call you day." Turning to the darkness, he said, "And I'll call you night." So, with the day and the night, that was the first day. On the second day, God looked at the waters that covered the earth. He said, "Be divided." Immediately, the waters started to separate. Some went up, and the rest stayed down. God looked at the waters that were above, and he looked at the waters that were beneath. And then he looked at the space that was in between the two, and he said, "I'll call you sky." On the third day, God focused on the waters that were beneath the sky. He said, "Be gathered together into seas, rivers, and lakes. Let dry land appear." Suddenly, land rose up from the waters. Rivers flowed off the land, separating the hills and causing valleys. Lakes and seas were everywhere. God looked at the dry land, and he looked at the seas, and he said, "That's good." Then he said to the land, "Bring forth vegetation. Let there be grasses, vegetables, herbs, and trees. All of them will have seeds so that life may continue on." Immediately, plants started growing across the entire earth. There were grasses, flowers, and vegetables. There were trees of many different kinds. Some would become tall, while others would remain close to the ground. Some of the trees would produce different kinds of fruit. All this vegetation grew from that day forward, and they all had seeds, so life could continue on. On the fourth day, God looked into the heavens. He said, "Let there be lights, a greater light to rule over the day and a lesser light to dominate the night. They'll divide the day and the night and be for signs and seasons, days and years." Immediately, the sun started moving across the sky, giving light and warmth to the earth. The moon and stars filled the night with splendor and brilliance. God looked at the sun. He looked at the moon and the stars, and he said, "That's good." On the fifth day, God looked at the sky and the waters that were beneath it. He said, "Bring forth life. Let there be birds in the sky, and fish and sea creatures in the water." Immediately, sea creatures started moving in the seas, lakes, and rivers. Some were large and others were very small. There were fish of all different shapes and sizes and colors. Birds appeared in the sky. Some flew high in the air while others stayed close to the ground. They had different shapes and colors and sounds. God looked at the sea creatures, the fish, and the birds, and he said, "That's good." And he blessed them and told them to multiply and fill the seas and the skies. On the sixth day, God said to the earth, "Bring forth living creatures. Let there be wild animals and others that can be tamed." Immediately, animals started walking across the earth. Some were huge, while others were very small. God looked at them and said, That's good. Then God said, let's make people. We'll make them to be like us. They'll rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the animals that move across the land. So God made a man and a woman, and he blessed them and told them to multiply and fill the earth with people. He told them to rule over all he had made. He then gave them fruit, grains, vegetables, and green plants to eat. Then God looked at all that he had made, and he said, it is all very, very good. On the seventh day, God rested from all he had done. Because of that, he blessed the seventh day and made it special. So, this is how God created the heavens and the earth and brought forth life in the first week of time.